Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about one of our favorite topics, which is, of course, AI and video. And this is something that we are, you know, really big fans of course, because Jamie is a YouTube celebrity with over 100 subscribers on his YouTube channel. So we're big in video, to say the least. So there is a new AI video generator. It's called Kling. Apparently, it's now available as a web version. I've been looking at a bunch of demos and have been absolutely impressed. There's ones of it panning across like a town and you see like the sunlight. And these things always impress me because it's a train that's driving through a town looking out the window. And as it passes a tree, the sunlight is like shining through the leaves. It's just so interesting to me, all of like the physics that these things have to know and be able to do. Like, beyond just an image, it's then like the movement of the image. Like, what does sun look like shining through a leaf? What does it look like? Like, how does, it's just crazy, right? How does the sun go around all these objects? Okay, crazy stuff. I want to talk this. Jamie has been trying to get onto the wait list for this product. Jamie, let's know the drama of trying to get a hold of Kling.
Well, it is a Chinese company. So the first challenge is, if you go to their website, everything's in Chinese. So I have it translated. Some of the translations come through. I signed up. And then it also sends you to their app. So you have to sign up with the app to verify. And then it put me on a wait list. And I've been waiting for like 2 weeks because supposedly it's going to be open source or free to use, where obviously Google or Sora is not released to the public yet. So I'm pretty disappointed to not get to try it out. But like you said, Jaden, these samples they gave are really, truly amazing. And I would say definitely a Sora competitor. And then if they allow you to use it for free, that's going to beat out Sora, I think. I mean, I understand they're trying to proceed with caution, OpenAI, because they don't want it to be misused. And this could definitely be misused for a variety of different things. But I think it's pretty cool to see something like this that potentially will be free to the public.
Yeah, this is super cool. I'm bullish on all of these new projects. Of course, it's hard to actually get a hold of them. I can be a little bit skeptical. One company that I have been slightly trashing in the past that I have changed my opinion on is Runway. So with OpenAI Sora coming out, I was like, oh man, OpenAI is going to crush Runway. They've been around for a long time. Most recently, they raised a Series C that was like $140 million, and they've raised other rounds of funding before that. So it's a very well-funded company. They're doing just AI video. So like, you know, you'd expect them to do it really well. I've used it in the past, and in the past is kind of just like it felt a lot like, I don't know, just like generating GIFs kind of, and they're low quality and bad. And so I was like, man, you know, they never really figured out how to get mainstream. They never really figured out how to build something really impressive. And now OpenAI Sora is going to come out and beat them. Well, OpenAI Sora is not publicly available. And Runway has done a ton of really big updates. I highly recommend going on LinkedIn and looking at their demos. I share a bunch of them. But a few things that they've done that are really, really interesting. Number one, they're adding all these like new features. And I've talked about this, you know, in the past, how these AI models really have to sort of understand physics. And so when you first start seeing them, they're kind of weird. We've probably all seen the video of who was it? Someone trying to eat spaghetti, and it just looked terrible.
Is it Snoop Dogg? Was that?
No, it was
Will Smith. So now I sound...
Will Smith, duh. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I was going to say the guy that got slapped by... or the guy that slapped Chris Rock, but yes, Will Smith. We've all seen that nightmarish video of him eating spaghetti. And the problem is the video has to like understand the physics of how things are working. It's so complex. It just blows my mind. And so what I've noticed is they built these models that are generally able to do a bunch of things okay. And then they really hone in on specific features. So most recently, they added the ability on Runway for their Gen 3 Alpha. That's their newest model. It can generate detailed and complex simulations of fluids, textures, and shapes, including 2D and 3D text. So to me, this is so fascinating. They have a video demo essentially of like a whole bunch of like gummy worms that are all just like wiggling and moving. And then they have like a bunch of, you know, gummy worms or gummy things that are like 3D spelling out the word Runway. So like they're doing actual text, they're doing actual words, they're doing 3D shapes. Like they're starting to understand that. Another really interesting one is that they've now added the ability for it to do hyper-realistic cloth simulations. And when they say simulations, like they are literally simulating stuff. I think they probably use like some of these 3D model simulator software. I gotta like believe they use that to do it. But like the way your shirt moves, it would be very easy to generate a video of someone walking down the road and there's like everything looks perfect, but their shirt just kind of looks funny, right? And so they're like making it so literally the way the cloth moves when you like it's just there's so much detail that has to go into video to get it to work. And I think they're doing a great job actually making that work. I'm sorry, Jamie, for talking so long, but I'm just gonna go through a bunch of these features because I think they're cool. Another one that I think is really interesting is transitions between all kinds of objects. So they say like turn this bird transforms into a mouse, transforms into a bat, transforms into a tiger. And it's like you've seen kind of those like animations before, but it's really cool to be able to just create them in this video, like just takes the object and morphs it into the next thing in a really fluid way. It's really kind of a cool feature. The other one that they did is it can generate hair and fur in any style and look very good with different lighting, different like winding on it. So now when you have a dog, it's not like there's wind in the background and the dog's fur is not moving. It's like the dog's fur moves the right way. It's just there's so many of these like really, really small details that are impressive. I don't know, Jamie, in your opinion, like where are we at with all of this and how important are all of these?
Yeah, I don't know. Until we started this podcast, I haven't checked out Runway in a long time. And some of those were absolutely amazing. Some of those clips, you should definitely check out if you haven't. Some of those new developments they have over at Runway, pretty amazing. They also have the hyper-realistic expressive humans, which if you look at the clip, it's the first AI human that actually looks realistic. It's pretty impressive. It's like a girl with like a flower crown on. They are up to some really cool things over at Runway. And I also like how they have like a prompting guide. So if you're new to the whole AI video space and you don't know where to start, they have a link in their help center with different, it's like a prompting guide. So it goes through lighting, camera styles, you know, really anything, movement types. So if you want a certain, and then it gives you like a clip of what that, an example of that movement type, for example. So if you say emerging versus exploding, it shows you different clips that represent that. So super helpful. I don't know. I think Runway to me takes the cake right now. I think they're doing some really cool stuff.
Takes the cake. And I was trashing them a few months ago. So like, I really, really do mean it. I think Runway stepped up their game. They saw that they were going to become completely obsolete if Sora came out with a better thing before they got their crap together. I think they got it together. The last thing I want to say that was just kind of cool, they have this video. It's like a Roman sculpture and it's dumping a bucket of paint on its head. And they figure out how fluids essentially work. So the paint like runs down all of the Roman sculpture's like face like perfectly. And this is a big thing they had to figure out. So there's like all of these details that I'm super, super impressed with. And that this prompting guide is critical because as we all eventually start to become our own movie producers, like there's these certain keywords that obviously people that are in film production would know, but there's no way I'm going to know them. So they're essentially giving you these keywords and helping you become, a film producer. So super excited about this. I think whatever your business is, you should 100% be working with Runway, learning it. This is going to be a big skill set of the future. I'm like a firm believer. Being able to prompt these AI models and get them to create powerful video is going to be huge. So you need to get on it. And the other thing that you need to get on is our school community. So Jamie and I are starting a school community. We mentioned it in the past before. We decided for the first 50 people that join, we're making it free. After that, it'll probably be $50 a month or something. So if you haven't joined it already, go over, check out the link in the description, see if it is still free. We would love to have you join. After that, it's 50 bucks a month and it'll totally be worth it for everyone that is going to be paying. But we are doing, you know, giving back to the people that are listening to us and the, you, all of you loyal fans. If you're listening this week, you're getting a special treat. Go join the school community. We love to see you there. We share all the ways that we're making money with AI, a bunch of different side hustles, and we give you a lot of value. So we'd love to see you there. Make sure to leave the podcast a review, and we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your week.